That was quick. The head of the Anne Frank Center for Mutual Respect wants Sean Spicer out of the White House.
President Trump needs to fire Sean Spicer now.
It's because of what Spicer said at the White House briefing when talking about Syria's use of chemical weapons.
You know, you had a, you know, someone as despicable as Hitler who didn't even sink to using chemical weapons.
Okay, right there, the statement's a loser. Hitler and his regime were responsible for the deaths of millions, many of whom were gassed to death in concentration camps during the World War. The University of Utah's Amos Giora is an expert in terrorism, religion, and law. He's joining me live now on the KSL Newsline. So what do you make of Spicer's Holocaust comment?
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
Sure.
Pick your adjective: outrageous, egregious, unfathomable. And I'm sure you know that today's the first day of Passover, and to be so, disrespectful, ignorant, blindingly ignorant, minimizing of the Holocaust is, you would like to think that in 2017 that somebody in Sean Spicer's position, press secretary to the president of the United States, would be knowledgeable about the Holocaust. And I don't know, I've never met Mr. Spicer, so I don't know if he's just outrageously ignorant. I don't know if he's anti-Semitic, but It is stunning. And I don't know if you know, but I have a book that just came out exactly about complicity in the Holocaust. And when one hears Spicer's comments, it just conjures up, especially for like somebody like myself, whose grandparents were murdered in Auschwitz, and what Spicer refers to as Holocaust Center, it's the depths of ignorance and the depths of, I think at some level, of maliciousness. And then I saw that Spicer had one clarification, two clarifications, and the third clarification, you know better than I do in your business, that anytime there's a reason for a third clarification, then you're obviously failing miserably. And
sure.
It's outrageous.
He seemed to be digging deeper. He tried to clarify, trying to draw some distinction between dropping gas munitions and using gas in chambers. And you wonder, why doesn't he just say, I really don't know what I'm talking about, but he wouldn't go there.
I think you're asking an excellent question. Again, people in your business interview people all the time, and Spicer is a press secretary. I would imagine that at some point there's some neurological signal that you're sending from right side to left side that stop. And rather than exactly to say that all he needed to do was to clarify and say, I made a profound mistake, an overwhelming mistake. I profusely apologize. And then to, for instance, suggest I will tomorrow take the day and go to the Holocaust Museum in Washington.
Well, something's clearly going to happen because the chorus is growing. There's something known as Godwin's Law on the internet.
Yes.
That basically says any argument that goes on long enough will eventually lead to comparisons with Hitler. But this is the White House, not a Reddit thread.
It's interesting, there's also a law in politics, never compare anything or anybody to Hitler because you're not going to win that comparison. And there's something else that needs to be very clear here. The use of chemical weapons last week by the Assad regime and the horrible, horrific deaths of those people, the innocent Syrians who were murdered, needn't get lost here in the shuffle. It was a horrible event, right? I would like to believe we all agree on that.
And it doesn't have to be compared to anything.
Exactly. Exactly. And this incessant need to compare A to B, analogy A to analogy B, historical analogies are tricky, and comparing anything to Hitler. And then the misstatements. So, again, no, I don't want to make this about Amos Giora, but when my grandparents were murdered in Auschwitz, they weren't murdered in a Holocaust center. They were murdered in a concentration camp. And Hitler absolutely killed his own people. Did he drop bombs on them? That's a different question. But the mechanism of death, whether it was the gas chambers in Auschwitz or it was executions and the mass murders, I mean, we could go on and on and on. But the again, I want to be really careful with my words, whether it's just stunning ignorance, whether it's maliciousness, whether it's, stupidity, whether it's anti-Semitism. I heard that before you put me on the air, and thank you for doing so, that the director of the Anne Frank Center called to the president to fire Sean Spicer. I see that others are urging the president to do the same. I mean, again, without getting into the politics of it, I don't know how he, Kamar, goes and can speak in any way on anything and be taken seriously, because he has shown on an issue which, again, you expect a Sean Spicer to know about the facts of the Holocaust. It's overwhelming. It's egregious. It's offensive. Again, closing full circle.